talk to me about how what you've been describing about what you learned in Europe, and what are they the same impulses in this country, and what is different here, and is it also different here because there aren't things to reach back to that are 1,000 years old?
Well, I think one comparison that you could make is that back in the 60s and 70s, in the growing women's spirituality movement, for instance, there was a lot of literature being written about how the burning of witches 300 or 400 years ago was this terrible movement by the church to stamp out not just heresy, but to stamp out the power of women, that it was associated with the emergence of modern medicine, and you couldn't have women who had any sort of power, and so on, and that 9 million witches were burned, and so on. And all of that has turned out to be historically inaccurate. The truth is a lot more complex, and the numbers are much, much smaller. And I think most people in the women's spirituality movement or in Wicca and paganism that had told that story 20 years ago no longer does. There's been a kind of recognition that, well, you know, if it's not historically accurate, we don't want to turn it into a myth that we believe in because it'll discredit us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a kind of recognition that humans are creative, in a sense, producers of religion, and that we have an opportunity to create new traditions that are as intense in terms of the religious experience involved, but also that are grounded in some scholarship about the past and some understanding of the present situation, of the environmental situation we're living in, and so on. And I think in the post-Soviet world, people just haven't gotten to that stage yet of recognition that, you know, you can't just take the past or what somebody, what your favorite archaeologist says, and turn it into a kind of truth. You have to recognize that science is and scholarship is always in the process of undercutting itself, of changing what it thinks about the past,
right,
and that therefore we have to start from the recognition that we create our traditions and we create our religion. And in that sense, coming back to a question that you asked earlier about what do I make of the fact that people in North America, for them, religion is something that's very different from what maybe I've been describing. You know, in a sense, if you look at the full richness of religious experience in across cultures and across times and places, you realize that every religion is an earth religion, because we are people who live on the earth who are busy trying to figure out how to do that.
Hmm.
We've grown very distanced from that effort to subsist on growing food and so on, or hunting and gathering. But nevertheless, we still have to do that. And every system, every cultural or religious system that we create is an effort to address the situation that we face living on this planet. And, you know, it's just that some people still are more conscious of the fact that what they do is connected somehow to the human situation on the earth, and other people don't want to think of it that way.